from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to talk about one thing, but now we might talk about another thing.
We probably shouldn't.
No, it's about Tim Hardaway, not the pooping thing. Unless you want to talk about that at some point.
I think this is relevant. The Tim Hardaway.
Okay, good. I also agree with that. All right, let's go to the Corey News Instagram desk.
Do you consider this to be something offensive? Tim Hardaway Sr., the original crossover king on Instagram.
Killer crossover, yeah.
He Instagrammed out, I guess that's how you say it.
Grammed it.
To my son at Tim Jr., you had a great season. We are very proud of you. Keep striving and continue success. You are always a winner in our eyes. Dallas Mavs NBAs, you didn't win that championship, but I have confidence you will. You are a blessed young man. So that was his post, his original post.
That's nice.
Somebody, Fades by Griff, said they shipping him out after this season with the laughy face and with tears. And then Tim Hardaway Sr. responded, yes, they are, and we want to have a new opportunity to shine. We didn't like what happened. We are ready to go. So that was the response there. And then somebody said Boston works. And so there we go. That's that's what happened there. So
I'll take Sam Hauser. Straight up.
Interesting. All right. His defense was pretty good.
Yeah, and he can shoot better.
He did shoot pretty well. So that was the post that you're seeing on Twitter right now is a screenshot of that. So I went to Tim Hardaway Sr.'s Instagram to see where it originated from, and it was from his post where he was just saying, hey, congratulations. I love you, son. Great job. You know? And so then here we are with the, hey, they are shipping him out of here, and we're ready.
Do you think
that's going to help in negotiations?
This is the Amari Cooper situation, except he's not Amari Cooper.
Well, and like I understand Tim Hardaway Sr. has perhaps been more outspoken about this kind of stuff than his son. But do you think it's right to have, like, I don't know, hurt feelings, if that is the proper way to describe it, on the way out the door?
It's okay. He's human. If you get benched, especially in the playoffs, you're going to have your feelings hurt. He looks at it as he's a very confident person, both of them, but let's just concentrate here on Hardaway Jr.
He didn't get his shot to shine.
He was a sixth man of the year candidate until after the All-Star break, and then that completely faded away. And then you got early on into the playoffs, and Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks decided he is not a valuable player in the playoffs, and we are going to completely take him out of our rotation. He's human. You're going to feel really hurt by that, that you're like, wait, I'm the third best offensive option on this team, which he might probably believe he's the third best player on the team. And I'm okay with him feeling hurt. I think it would be weird in a way if you were really excited about getting benched and like, hey, I just want to stay on the team and watch the other guys play basketball. Yeah. So there's this like fine line of you want to be a good teammate, but I also want you to have enough confidence in yourself to be like, screw Jaden Hardy, screw Josh Green, I'm better than those guys. So there's this like fine line of being a teammate and then competing with your teammates for playing time.
Kevin, do you want to stick on Tim Hardaway or do you want to move on to a couple other things?
I'm okay with moving on unless there is anything else about Tim Hardaway you want to chop up.
Not necessarily. I think we all saw what we saw, and I think that there like was there's you love the dude could shoot threes for a while, and you're like, man, that dude can get hot. You know it. But just like Joey Gallo, we understand. Mike brought that up, and I think it's a very good comparison. So I did want to throw this out. Nico Harrison said he anticipates nothing happening with the players who ranked in the top 7 or 8 for minutes played, according to Grant Avsith.
And then Tim Hardaway Jr. staying on the team.
And he said Derek Jones Jr. is priority 1A and 1B, and they will do whatever required to re-sign him. So,
did he say your top 8 playoff minute guys? Because
I don't know about that.
I think he probably meant that, because if he's meaning the guys who average the top minutes for you, then that would put Tim Hardaway Jr. on the team, right?
You ready for postseason, though?
Yeah.
He said 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Luka.
Okay, I'll keep him.
Kyrie.
I'll keep him.
PJ.
I like him.
Derek Jones Jr.
Sounds like a plan.
Derek Lively.
I like him.
Daniel Gafford.
All right.
Josh Green.
Holy cow.
That's 7. So if it's 7 there, if it's 7 or 8, Maxi Kleber is 8, and then you don't get down to Hardaway until 9. So that feels like a specific.
Hey, he knew. He actually knew the playoff numbers because he said 7 or 8. He's like, I don't want to trade Maxi, and I get it. Maxi has value to a team, but he's probably like, if I had to include him to make the salaries work, or that team had to have Maxi Kleber in the deal and it's the right deal, I'll do it. I get it. I guess I would not be opposed to, I don't want to trade Josh Green. I'm with Nico on this, but if I had to put Josh Green in a trade to make something work, and I really love the impact I'm getting back, I'm okay with trading Josh Green.
Somebody did ask, is Hardaway better than Hardy and Green today? Probably, but he's also in the way of developing those guys, kind of the same way with Tyron was. You know, that makes a lot of sense.
And I think you're going to dispute about Hardy now, right?
I understand that. Was that from the auto?
It was, from the text.
From the text. From the Frankel
firm.
Yeah, those guys. They're lawyers.
Hey, if you or a loved one get injured in an accident, 817 or 214-333-3333.
Oh yeah, just
three it up.
But I don't think he's better today than those two guys.
You don't think Hardaway is better than those two?
No, I think it may be the start of the year. I think at the start of the 2023 season, I could maybe agree with that statement. As we progress through the whole season and the playoffs, there's no doubt. I don't think there's a general manager. I don't think there's a head coach. I don't think there's anybody who thinks at this point Hardaway is better than Hardy or Green at this point.
I don't think outside of that family. Yeah, I don't think that is the case. Well, I guess we do have some fans since they texted in. I don't think
that's
the case.
General managers and head coaches. Yeah. I understand fans, but I think that if you went to all 30 general managers, they say, all right, rank these players in order. It might go, I'm guessing, but there could be differences in the first two, but I'm guessing it would be Green, Hardy, Hardaway.
I could see that.
And then Kevin also on Derek Lively, he wants him to rest. Nico Harrison wants him to rest this summer. And he says he praised his defense, but he says he won't be a pick and pop guy since that's not what this team needs. So y'all can do with that what you will.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like that. And here's what I think he means by that. He's not going to set a pick and not dive to the basket and take that guy with him.
Yeah.
That isn't his job. But I do think we will see in the corner every once in a while. So he dives to the basket. That's taken away. Well, now to clear out space, he might now go jog to the corner as Luka or Kyrie start making their move to possibly go to the basket. And if he draws the center, then I do think we're going to see 1 to 3 times a game that they're going to kick it to Lively in the corner, and they're not going to close out on him early on in the season, and it's up to him to make enough shots that now the defense respects Lively in the corner 1 to 3 times a game.
I want to quick hit something. I was about to say real quick. That's embarrassing for me. It is also a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053, if you want to get involved as we get more info. Perhaps we'll trot out some more quotes from the Mavericks. But I had a question about this, and I've been thinking about this all week. And it's not really about, like, just maybe Brock Burke per se. But since he's come back, he had a lot of, I thought, really good things to say about his injury. And he was like, hey, look, punching the door wasn't the smartest thing. I was definitely frustrated. And then he said, frustrated, embarrassed, probably a whole combination of emotions. It definitely was the worst day of my career, whether it was the outing itself or the outcome after and breaking my hand and realizing what I had just done, what I had done to the team. And he, like, is really drilling in on it. And, you know, Bochy said he talked to them and apologized to them. And Brock Burke has a different mindset. And I appreciate all that. But I wanted to know, how much can a different mindset change your season? Not just Brock Burke, but just for a player in general, because he has the right attitude in terms of, oh my God, that was so dumb. Here's all the reasons it happened. Here's what I was feeling, and I'm trying to change. How much of a difference does that actually make, though?
I think it really can. I don't want to say it's always makes a difference. It doesn't always make a difference, but I believe that it can. And I know that people at times, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm actually going to bring up myself, because I know myself better than I know Brock Burke. And I actually did play in the major leagues. And I'm sorry that you get upset. Here goes Bassick again, bringing up his stupid, horrible career. But I got released in 06 from the Washington Nationals in spring training. And I didn't know if I was getting back into professional baseball. I'm training still, but I'm signing up for classes at dccd.edu, like Mountain View and other places, to, like, I got to get an education if I'm going to be done with baseball. So I'm going to keep training for baseball, but I'm also going to go to class just in case nobody else ever wants me. At the same time, I started reading a lot of books by Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, Phil Jackson. I don't know why they are all basketball, but I love basketball. And we're looking at 06-ish time.
Yeah.
Well, the Mavericks are awesome, and I'm picking up all of these books on Phil Jackson's philosophy, Dean Smith's philosophy, Coach K's philosophy, and all these things. And it really helped me become into a present mindset that I need to concentrate on today and only today. Yesterday, if I improved yesterday or I did my work yesterday, that day is over and now I'm concentrating on the present. If I pitched on that day, so then I did get back into affiliated baseball. The Arizona Diamondbacks picked me up a couple weeks later, thank you to AJ Hinch, and put me in Tucson. And that mindset that I had, now it wasn't perfect the rest of my career, but that mindset of trying to super concentrate on what I can control in that day and only that day, and the past is the past and the future is the future. What can I do right now to make myself better mentally and physically and prepare myself for the game at hand? And then in the moment, only make one pitch at a time. Only concentrate, focus on one pitch at a time through listening to these basketball coaches' philosophies. I went 11-0 with under a 3 ERA in Tucson, which is one of the hardest places to pitch in the world. First of all, the ground is made of concrete, no matter how soft you try to make it, and there's very little gravity in Tucson. So I had this most unbelievable career, or season, I should say, not career, but season. And I do think that my mindset was so strong that year that it really helped me out. So I can say, yes, I have seen it work in my own life. But then 07, I was pretty good. 08, I wasn't good, but I was dealing with an injury. And then that was the end of my career. So I can't say, like, because I had this mindset and a changed mindset, and at times I reverted back to my old mindset, which was a lot of anger and a lot of, like, if I was able to throw the ball 100, I think I had the mindset of a power pitcher.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, God didn't make me a power pitcher. So I had the mindset of a power pitcher without the ability to be a power pitcher.
Yeah. I think this is interesting, Kevin, because he's, what, 27? And at that age, you probably do start to have these reflections on where, you know, what you're doing and all that stuff and how can I be better. But I do think it's smart of him to have a more focus, more concentration on the problem at hand, and that was no pun intended. But
I appreciate that.
Concentrating on what led him to that moment and how to avoid it again, and then his focus on where he wants to go and what he wants to become from here. So just like Luka, we talk about Luka at 25 years old, he just made the finals, and we're like, be better. Dumbass, you know, like, why are you complaining so much? Young and still needs to experience things and go through trials in order to come out better on the other side of it.
Yeah.
I hope he applies it and really gets something big out of it. And then we're able to use him for a cheap contract as a great pitcher for a long time.
Absolutely agree with that. And he's saying all the right things. Look, you know how I feel. I was like, hey, are you good enough and cheap for the team? Then let's make it happen. Corey, I think you usually allow these from the 469. I'm turning 50 tomorrow, but you guys won't be on the radio tomorrow. Can I break the rules and get a shout out? I don't necessarily think that's a breaking of the rules.
The Weeknd did show up at the Pop Out concert for Kendrick. So, yes, we will allow the Weeknd to start on Friday and go all the way through Sunday.
He didn't leave his name, though.
Yes,
so if you want to follow up with your after that god-awful HBO show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.